بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. What is knowledge? The first problem that arises in answering this question is دور in the definition, or what we call in English circular reasoning. Classical scholars often define knowledge as, quote, a knowledge that pertains to, thereby defining a concept by itself. So, here is my humble attempt to straighten out the circle. Knowledge isn't a circle. In its base form, it's a line. Thus the term linear reasoning. Knowledge is associations. Consider data points A and B. Producing an association between them is knowledge. Still, the mere ability to make associations doesn't equate to correct knowledge. It would be like saying, because I have the ability to eat, therefore I can cook. Not all associations are correct. While blaringly obvious, however, this is the most breached precept of all. Incorrect associations can kill you. Very young children, having not yet made an association between fire and burning, are in danger, were it not for the protection and instruction of a parent. Developmental associations, formed in early childhood, are the most difficult to change, as they are pre-rational. Spiritual associations are the most impactful of all, for while subconscious, they shape our souls and ultimately drive our perception of reality. Sacred associations are the essence of religion, and thus, when attempted by anyone other than a skilled scholar, produce spiritual pathologies. When we speak of an Islamic worldview, it is, in fact, a network of divine associations that mold the mind and streamline the heart for the voyage of earthly existence, ensuring safe passage to the afterlife. The evaluation of associations requires a measure. As Muslims, we hold conviction in a divine criterion. Thus, true Islamic scholarship is necessary to teach correct associations. Without it, the light of the intellect is extinguished, and the mind is colonized by the forces of darkness. Knowledge is types. Subject domains are either quantitative or qualitative. In mathematics, for example, we make quantitative associations. 1 + 1 = 2. In accordance to Islamic epistemology, basic mathematical associations are a form of embedded intelligence. Still, at higher levels, we can't solve every mathematical equation instinctively. Instead, the building of higher tiers of association is what builds expertise. Likewise, the basic rules of mantiq express embedded intelligence. But does everyone think logically? Certainly not. As a quantitative science, the field of mantiq also has its own association sets, such as cause and effect, sababiyya. Humans instinctively grasp causality, but do all people always understand the full ramifications of their actions? Unfortunately not. Language itself has association sets. What is grammar but a set of rules governing the association of words in increasingly sophisticated structures? Beyond the progression of letters to words and sentences to paragraphs, though, language also has meaning structures, such as metaphor, which is actually just a subset of a much larger meaning scheme known as isti'ara. Can we apply mathematics to language? Can we understand logic through metaphor? Can we quantify meanings? The answer is maybe and maybe not. So we see that the association set of every subject domain differs, and that interdisciplinary merging between knowledge domains cannot occur properly without first identifying the association sets of each, where they overlap, and how. Have any scholars in the history of Islamic tradition done this? The answer is many, many times. I call it metafiq. Let's go back to math. While homeschooling my children, teaching them word problems, I instructed them on what I call math translations. Word problems are an important developmental milestone, not because they need to master them for standardized testing, which, incidentally, I detest, but because they require a base form of interdisciplinary merging. Word problems force us to merge lexical language with math language. Thus, from words, we produce an equation. Two languages, different rules. How did we merge them? We reduce them to the meanings behind their forms. Usulis are the masters of meaning distillation. Give them a science, whatever it may be, they will zoom it out until they can see its full image. Then they'll zoom it in until they can see its irreducible parts. Usulis don't just see knowledge, they can see how it's designed. They never lose the forest for the trees. They've mapped the whole park. Today, we study usul al-fiqh as a dead science, a mortally boring thread of classifications that are as useful as the grammar of a foreign language for which we have no vocabulary. This is why we always teach rote fiqh and hardly ever ascend to fiqh thinking, let alone fiqh skill. This is because almost no scholars on the planet teach the merging of the association sets of usul and fiqh. Tasawwuf has the most sophisticated association set of all sciences. Like air, it is pervasive throughout the Islamic tradition. Digging deeper than any other science into the base meanings of reality, it is like the earth from which all other knowledge sprouts. Functioning at the highest tier of intellect, it is like fire that illuminates the truth and burns away falsehood. Defying all conventions, it is like a water molecule, the only one in creation that is lighter when solid. Tasawwuf is the basic building block of spiritual life. Knowledge isn't real if it's dead. The very essence of knowledge is that it brings us to life. How can a dead thing enliven another? Knowledge is spirit. That's why we call it sacred knowledge. Without the spirit, there is no life. Metafiqh is the methodology of knowledge revival. Where is all of this in the Quran, you ask? It is God's words. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Be mindful of God, for God is the one who teaches you, and God has perfect knowledge of all things. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 282. Every science has its own language, a human language. As for the Quran, there is nothing like it in existence. It is a divine language. The living Quran is a repository of divine knowledge, magnificent meanings in exquisite form. May God's mercy be upon the Hujjah of Islam, Imam al-Ghazali, who named his magnum opus Ihya'u Ulum al-Din, the revival of the Islamic sciences. It is said that one has not truly mastered any field of knowledge until they can teach it. Sayyidina Nafisa's seminary doesn't teach the same way. We teach the best way, by God's infinite grace, who taught us. The struggle against the self requires spiritual strategy. This is the sort of chess that I'm certain Hanafis permit. Checkmate. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin, Nur al-Anwar, wa Sirr al-Asrar, wa Tiryaq al-Aghyar, wa Miftah Bab al-Yasar, Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Mukhtar, wa Alihi al-Athar, wa Ashabihi al-Akhyar, Adada Ni'amillahi wa Ifdalih, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.